Oh, today is Wednesday, April 8th. Deacon Dan here, just to wish you a good day and take a look at what's going on around the world today. If you're looking for something to do at home, whether you're at home alone or only with other grown-ups, or maybe you have kids in the house, this is something you can do whether you're alone or with a family. It's Draw a Picture of a Bird Day today. I didn't know there was such a day. I'm learning a lot in this quarantine, I guess, but Draw a Picture of a Bird Day today. Yeah, you can use crayons, your pencils, markers. You can paint it if you want. Just create a picture of a bird day. It's one of the official holidays, I guess, of today. Not official as in, you know, federal holidays or anything like that, but just one of the things that's being observed today. It's also Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. Are you that kind of a person? You have trading cards, like baseball cards or something like that? Maybe the saint, little saint cards that you get, or holy cards that you can get. Be a good day to kind of go through those and, you know, do the got it, need it, got it, need it, trade with somebody. Might be fun. Zoo Lovers Day today. There are some opportunities. Actually, you can have a field trip online and take a look at zoos online today. That'd be kind of a fun thing. Also, going on in the television industry, the broadcast networks are desperately looking for ways to fill up their primetime lineups as their inventory of finished episodes begins to run dry. CBS is launching a movie night starting in May on Sunday night. CBS will be running Raiders of the Lost Ark, Forrest Gump, the first Mission Impossible, Titanic, Indiana Jones, and The Last Crusade, and the like. At our house, we really don't watch a lot of TV. An occasional football game, you know, when it's in season, maybe a movie once or twice a month, but that's about it. But although now in the last couple of weeks, personally, I've had a lot more time at home. I don't have the half hour drive to and from work anymore. I noticed that I have a little bit more free time during the day. I use it to create these podcasts that I'm doing right now, or also do some of the household cleaning and chores that we used to do in the evenings. And so that's actually opened up an hour or two each day for other things. And sometimes we'll spend that time playing games or cards or something like that, do some reading. And yeah, even turn on the TV on occasion. Mostly home improvement type shows is what we've kind of landed on for some reason. We don't have cable at our house. We don't use any other means of getting shows or channels or anything at home, just whatever comes through the airwaves. So. In Alton, Illinois, the mayor, Mr. Brant Walker, told his police department to crack down on anyone violating the Illinois stay-at-home order. And the police did just that. They shut down a gathering at a downtown bar early Sunday morning. One of the several people in that bar, the mayor's wife. Mayor Walker said that the police chief contacted him about 1 a.m. to say your wife was in attendance at the prohibited social gathering. Well, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Walker instructed the police chief, hey, treat her as you would any citizen violating the stay-at-home order to ensure that she received no special treatment. Each person in the bar was cited for reckless conduct and will be summoned to court. And it is going to be a long self-quarantine for Mayor Walker. Officials at Ocean Park Zoo in Hong Kong have been trying for 10 years to get their pandas, Ying Ying and Li Li, to mate. And it hasn't happened until now. Due to the coronavirus outbreak, the park has been closed to visitors since late January. Staff noticed certain behaviors in the two giant pandas that are common during breeding season, which occurs about every year between March and May. Since late March, Ying Ying has spent a lot more time playing in the water, while Li Li has been leaving scent markings around his habitat and searching the area for Ying Ying's scent. The staff is closely monitoring Ying Ying's body and behavioral changes, hoping that she is, quote, with panda, unquote. They're also checking for another sign if Li Li has gone back to his man cave to watch sports reruns. By the way, this is true. Did you know that baby pandas, when they're brand new born babies, weigh about 3 ounces. That's it. 3 ounces at birth. About 1/900th of their mother's weight. Compared to human babies who weigh about 1/20th of their mother's weight. Now just try to imagine the labor pains for a panda. probably goes something like this.
Oof.
That's it. Glad that's over. A new survey by Mixbook, which is an internet-based photo design tool, asked some questions of 2,000 parents of school-age children. Okay, now these are the parents of school-age children. Some of the results, the top three parenting milestones, according to this, these 2,000 parents, the first day of kindergarten, the first time they walk somewhere alone, and starting first grade. Those are the big milestones for school-age parents. Most embarrassing moments for a parent, usually shouting something inappropriate, undressing in public, accidentally taking something without paying for it, getting lost in a store, or even having a tantrum. Those are embarrassing moments for parents. Parents say age 8. Age 8 they have identified as the most difficult age to parent. Now these are, I don't know what that means, school-age children, because I have a child who's approaching 30 years old that's in college, you know, and working on her master's here. But so I don't know what they define school-age parent. But to say age 8 is the most difficult age to parent, do these people not have teenagers? Parenting an 8-year-old is way easier than a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old. I consider myself actually a pretty good father to 8-year-olds. But I fall pretty short when it comes to teenagers. Not very good at that. All right, let's take a moment to pause for prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we give you praise and greet you with thanksgiving for the blessings and the trials that you have set before us. We know that you will accompany us on this path and help us carry our cross as Simon the Cyrenian helped carry yours. May we live this day in such a way that gives you glory, and may we seek not our own comforts, but the peace that comes to us by doing your will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.